and what better way to have our incredible, stunning queen in the studio, Jenny Malhotra, the unstoppable Indian Kiwi force lighting up the screen and the stage with talent, passion, and undeniable presence. As you can see, she has brought the grace, the class, the face. Oh, the energy. She is a Bollywood superstar, and she also most recently received the Best Supporting Actress at the local Bollywood Awards night for 2026. Her excellence is unstoppable, and she is here to speak more about her beautiful self. Welcome to the show, Jenny. How are we feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Thank you so much for inviting me to Planet FM 104.6, Tina. I'm very glad to be here. And hello to all the audience that are listening. It's great to be here.
Beautiful. You look incredible. Before we get into everything, Jenny, who are you wearing and what are you wearing?
Well, so as you, Tina, you're looking gorgeous. Well, what I'm wearing is an Indian sari. My ethnicity is Indian, and I've brought up an Indian culture and a bit of all cultures around. So, but I personally like to wear Indian clothing. It's very colorful, and I like them, but I do wear Western clothes too. Yeah, I love clothing. I love clothes and jewelry.
Yes, she is a fashionista. Now, first of all, Jenny, if you can introduce your beautiful self to the community and to the world that's tuning in about who you, a little bit about yourself, where you come from. You've just said it. Yes, you're a proud Indian, strong and beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. But just a little bit about your background.
Okay, so my name is Jenny Malhotra, and I'm born, brought up in India, and also some parts of the overseas. And so I've been mingling with almost all the ethnicity in the world, and I have seen this is such a beautiful, beautiful world where you meet different people and learn so many things from them. You learn or you teach. There are two things happening. It's like a chemical reaction. Yeah, so that's me, and I work as a senior dental assistant with the Auckland Regional Dental Services, and I work with children from 9 months to up to 13 years of age, and we have a wonderful work space. I've worked good work colleagues and policies and processes. I enjoy my work, and I like to do acting, modeling. That actually started as a hobby.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I also do a bit of something for community. I do mindset coaching for people who are anxious, depressed or who have those random thoughts of suicide and, things like that. And I just go chat with them, study the case history, and I do have my own way to treat them. And that is not very secret, but it's just that I just do mindset coaching by doing a lot of, little bit of yoga, a little bit of breathing, a little bit of other spiritual thing, vibrations I use to treat them. That's it.
I love it, Jenny, and you're such a beautiful soul. You have such a great spirit around you, and you're always just lighting up the room whenever you go. And it's incredible. Mm. I love that. Jenny, what inspired you to get into the scene of acting, but also into the scene of the Bollywood world of acting? Because it's a whole world when it comes to Bollywood, and like you are in there, you're in your zone, and you're booked, you're ready, you're getting, you're on the, I would say, the verge and the merge of just everyday success when it comes to that. And what inspired you to get into that?
To be honest, right from the childhood, having very beautiful parents, so I got this little face from them. And so what they do is they, so whenever there was a photo thing and the people, when I go to any wedding with them or any places, everybody said, oh, what a cutie. And they all wanted to have photo, want to hold me or things like that right from the childhood, from a kindergarten to teenage. And then, of course, when you're young, you know, everybody after. So everybody around me asked me if I can be a model or things like that, which I opted, and I tried to do a little bit of modeling and movies, you know, a little bit of stage performances and stuff I've been doing right from my teenyhood. But then I never really thought to go and do it as a film thing, but just up to that level. But when I came to New Zealand and I was in some wedding where someone approached me, hey, we're doing a Fiji movie and would you like to work in there? And that was my first break. The movie is called Unlimited Tamasha.
Wow.
And it's been under the banner of Nasser Khan and Kushi Entertainment and the director Sri Khaliday. And the other movie, I did a role of a lawyer in there. There was a lot of talking, but because the accent they needed, they gave me a lot of training and really looked after me very well on the stage, when I was working with them. So that inspired me. It was a very group, you know, set up. The buddies were so good, co-stars and all, and they inspired me to do more. And all the compliments, Ginny, you're hardworking, you're beautiful, you have a talent, you're natural, you pick up so fast. So then I got another movie out of a whisper. They say, okay, do you want to do another movie? Aao Kabhi Haveli Mein by Santosh Tukapuram, and his wife approached me if I can do that movie, and I said, oh yeah, sure. And they trained me on the set. My co-stars were very good. They just keep teaching me. They're quite intelligent, quite loaded with talent. I don't think so. I don't have that talent, but you know, there is a saying, if you live in, you know, those kind of people and you become one like that. So I love to be with very talented people, especially when it comes to movies and modeling. And I picked up from there, and then that went very well. It was in cinemas and was applauded a lot by people. So those two movies has actually got me that Best Supporting Actress Award, aiming for Best Actress Award now.
Yes, she will.
Trying my best. If I get more opportunities and more movies, I would. That would be a great platform to show my real talent. And yeah, learning from day-to-day life, that is inspiring. Look at people's life. And yeah, so that's inspired me. Yeah.
I love that. You're super inspiring, Ginny, because I know the next interview that we're going to be having is when you're winning the Best Actor Award.
Oh, so thank
we're
you.
Speaking that into existence,
yeah,
because that's how we do it. And I love everything that you've just mentioned, because it's such an inspiration to many that want to get into the scene, you know, setting that goal and going for it, and you know, not being afraid. And you just have this fearless, beautiful spirit about yourself that is just really amazing.
Awesome.
I love that. Okay, our next question is, you know, what has it been like for you being a part of this journey, you know, going into the scene and connecting with these different people? What have been some of the challenges as well, kind of merging and finding your way through the Bollywood world?
Well, the first challenge is this, that as long as you're doing teeny tiny modeling or the teeny tiny stages and all, you know, movies was a big decision because for that you have to go overseas maybe, or maybe you have to be out of the home for many, many days. But when I, this was one of, these are some challenges or time away from work. But when I talk to all people around me, my parents, my work, my other directors and co-stars, they said, nah, if it is comfortable, we're doing the movie in here. So the movie that was offered to me, both the movies were in Auckland.
Yes.
I was not going time away out, and was, you know, they totally understand that being in the government service for Auckland Regional Dental Services, I got to be with my, you know, serving the community. So, so they understand, and then they just roster me for shoots only on Saturday, Sunday, and that too, not very hard work. They spread it over a period of time so that I can do it, you know, that way. So it was so nice of them. I'm so, so grateful to God and to these people, lovely, beautiful people, and they got such a beautiful heart that they, you know, understood that. And also, you know, looking after my parents and, you know, work and everything. I just wanted to do all my roles very properly. So I always don't feel shy and negotiate that, hey, look, I like your proposal, but can I meet you halfway by doing this so and so there? So, but to be honest, luck was on my side. They all understood Ginny needs to be on Saturday, Sunday. So they all are rostering me for my even. I've just finished another movie that is called Unknown Caller. It was all rostered on Saturdays only. And then thank you to the director, Arun, and to the co-stars for adjusting. And then the other movie, Brahm, which I'm doing at the moment, is also, they roster me on Saturday, looking at my schedule. So pretty much everybody is very supporting. It had been very challenging if they would not have agreed, but thank you so much. Yeah, and work. I really want to thank my work colleagues and Roberta, because there are some Saturday work as well, but she has relieved me from that. And then everybody want me to pursue this hobby as a one of the biggest hobby so that I can entertain people. Yeah.
Incredible. You know, I'm just super struck by everything that you're saying as well, because you most recently won the Best Supporting Actress Award at the Bollywood Awards night for 2026, and that's a monumental, I would say, award in your acting career. And what was it like for yourself to be honored with that award? Because that's why you're sitting in the room right now.
Yeah, I was over the moon. Actually, you know, never thought like that. You know, you start as a hobby. Like I said, they offered you and you do it. And that was not in my mind that you're going to win or lose. You're just down there with them and just doing something in your life. And then that was pretty much what I was doing. And then when they said, hey, Ginny, you've done those two movies and we're going to nominate, you know, all the actors and talented people for some kind of award. And I was so excited. And they said, you know, everybody will be nominated and by the judges, and they'll be watching movies and then they will decide. And I said, okay, I was just crossing my finger. Praise to the God. Oh, God, I wish I get something. But look, I think they were so good in judging. I'm really on my way. Whatever work I put in, I deserved Best Supporting Actress Award. And I was so thrilled. I went down there with my whole family, my besties, and my other group of power friends, those who inspire me. And, well, it's both way. I motivate them for a few things, and they motivate me. And I think that's what we do. I was very thrilled to get that award. It was very overwhelming and so proud. I think I'm still on that wave right now. And I'm riding that wave. I haven't come off it. And I want to go more higher, say, do some more nice work in acting to win a Best Actress Award in Bollywood, in New Zealand industry, in here. Yeah.
Incredible, incredible, Ginny. And I love the ambition that you have as well, because you can see it through the way you dress, your actions, the way that you know, bring yourself towards whatever you're doing. You know, even if it's in the modeling scene, even if it's in fashion, but just you as well. It's just exciting. It's a journey. And we're going to be a part of that. And this is the reason why Ginny is in the studio right now. We've still got time with our queen. I wanted to ask Ginny, you know, with everything that's happening with you, what is, you know, that you're most excited? What's coming up for you in your career right now with the Bollywood movies? Because I know that you've got a movie that's coming up real soon.
Yes.
You've got projects that are actually tuning in and coming through. But if you can explain to the public.
Yes, sure. Okay. Well, I'm so excited to tell you all that. If you watch my first movie and all the other feature film, Unlimited Tamasha is a feature film, I have a different look. And in Aao Kabhi Haveli, I have a different look.
Mm.
And the movie, the other project which I've undertaken is a movie by Mac Khan, and it's called Brahm. The English name means illusion. It's a psychological thriller. Will be out in November. Hopefully, cross my fingers. And touch wood, it should come soon. So we all are, all the actors are working hard for that. So I'm so excited about that that great opportunity that has been given to me. And I've been chosen for that role. So that's my one project that's coming up in November. And I have this movie by Arun Joseph Murahari. He's an award-winning director too, and I'm working with him. And, well, I just finished my part, but there are a few touch-ups. And I think the teaser will be, because it's a short movie,
yes,
the teaser will be released in mid-May, and it's coming soon. So stay tuned for that. And it's called Unknown Caller,
wow,
directed by Arun Joseph Murahari, starring Jini Malhotra. And I'm, well, watch for yourself what I'm doing in there. And very excited to do that role. And I have been offered a few more movies by local directors who are aiming to make more feature films.
Mm.
And I'm doing a few, I've been offered short movies, which I'll continue to do as a part of, you know, you actually, when you go to, you know, do short movies, you actually learn the self-discipline, the being on time. So I like to do short movies as well as a part of it, that you get to do various kind of roles, which sometimes you're unable to do, and that keeps you practice.
Mm.
So, yeah, so most welcome. I would love to get offers for short movies, and I'd like to do more feature films in New Zealand with, you know, the great topic that around women, society, politics, war. Hey, yes, I have just done a movie called War Zone Lost Cry.
Yes.
And it's by international star and Sunny Leone. And then there are other actors in their movie, which is going to be, you know, the teasers has been released, but we're going to have its release over in overseas somewhere in Mumbai or maybe in London. So the director is just, you know, doing some more work on it so that we can release it very soon. And the movie is War Zone Lost Cry. And it's a beautiful movie. I have a little champ in there. His name is Daniel, and it was so love working with him. And all my other co-stars were amazing. And so proud to be working with different, you know, ethnicity group, diverse cultural people. And you learn so much from them. So these are my few projects. And I've been offered a few more movies, feature film.
Wow.
I don't know the name yet, but I'll be signing the documents in November for those movies. And stay tuned for that. Yeah.
Incredible, Jenny. Wow. Yeah. She's got a lot that's happening for those that are tuning in right now. And this is why I'm saying and excited to say as well that her branding will be coming through. So you're going to be seeing a lot more posters, a lot more credibility in terms of her imaging and her brand. She's got her Facebook page and also an Instagram page coming up. You can also find her, Jenny Malhotra, on our Facebook. She's only got her private page that's on at the moment. But please do get in contact with her if you've got opportunities that side her way. But you will see more on her social media that will be coming on. Jenny, we still got time, and I'm just so excited because I wanted to ask you, how's your family been about all of the success that's been coming your way? You know, they are the backbone to you and everything that you do, and how has that been?
To be honest, my parents has been quite a broad-minded parents because they've been, they've got a great understanding, and honestly, they are my two wings they're like wings. I have a very handsome dad and a very beautiful mom. They have been like a very supporting to me. They're like wings, and they always inspired me to do what I want to do. And ever since I'm born, they just say, "Oh, you're more than what you think." You know, and I said, "Oh, okay." So I keep trying. But my father do mention me that when I was born, well, guys, don't laugh. My friends, they used to tell me, my parents, my father used to tell me, "Ginny, you're very shy. You need to open up." Mm. I remember when the guests used to come home, and then when their visitors come, I used to hide around the door, and then my cheeks are all red, and then they said, "Come, we have so-and-so." And I said, "Oh, okay." And then I told them, "Come on." And they have to kind of drag me. "Come on, Ginny. Jin, come." And I said, no, I don't want to come. Like that way. So I was very shy. But I honestly, I know my friends will be laughing. Ever since, I think, so someone must have done a little magic, a beautiful on me, that I start to talk so much that I don't have a switch off button, maybe. And my directors are, you know, they have to give me a big, big briefing. "Ginny, now we're going to start. We have a quiet moment. Now you can talk moment. Now this is this." And yeah, I have learned a lot to be on time on my shooting and stuff with all the people around me, because my time is Ginny time.
Yes.
And I arrived on different times, but I've learned a very good lessons, and that had been taught by my parents, that look, when you're surrounded by talented people, you got to respect their time, their energy. They're beautiful, they believe in me. Yeah, so what I am today is more so because my parents have told me the skills to respect people, to stay calm when it's an easy situation. And I don't think so there's any episode where I have, behaved bad. I've always been very friendly and understanding. And I have a lot of empathy and compassion because I work with children, with my Tamariki in Aotearoa. So, yeah, they're all my family. I just love everyone around me. And thank you to Mom and Dad for teaching me such a great values. And I think that's what Ginny Malhotra is. I go by these beautiful values of compassion, you know, and charity, understanding, and moreover, love one another. And I remember this beautiful lines of Michael Jackson. I like this guy.
I love him too.
He's such a legend. And it's "Heal the World, Make It a Better Place for You and for Me and the Entire Human Race." I love this. So I always say when I go first thing in the morning to all my friends that we are living in paradise. Let's make it a better place. Understand each other. Be a problem solver and go for it. Everything is in our hand. Nobody's going to bring it to us. We always can make a day better. Be the world. Yeah.
That is super incredible, Ginny. And, you know, it's just such a testament to the woman that you are and such a gift. You know, you're such a gift in our culture, especially because our religion is Christianity. We always say you're a gift to the world. So, like, thank you for being a gift, Ginny, to a lot of the community that you're surrounding yourself with. But for those that are tuning in, oh my gosh, I hope you're excited because she's got a lot to bring and she's already done a lot as well. And it brings me to my final question, Ginny. How do you be about it and how do you keep yourself from being unique, but also just being you?
Oh, yes. Well, what I am is actually because, as like I said, the values the parents have given to me, slowly you practice that when they teach you. So you just don't listen, you practice them. And in that practice with people around me, I just become me, Ginny. And then the one thing they told me is to meditate for 2 hours and to be just go quiet for 2 hours and reflect on what you have been doing. Bit of a gratitude we have to follow and be thankful, you know, for everything. To be honest, for some people out there, life is very hard. But thank God for giving me this beautiful life of health and beautiful, you know, surroundings that are not too challenging. And and I'm very happy for that God has given me each person around me who's like teaching me, motivating me. And I'm a great learner and I'm still learning. So I think the unique part in me is I actually practice what has been taught to me about it. And that can be reflected, that can be seen and observed while I'm dealing with the kids at my work, while I'm dealing with my people at the crew, where we're shooting and all that. And also with the I would say, people who come and ask me for support when they're anxiety, depressed, or they have these suicidal tendencies. Honestly, I've been very, very, understanding to them, and then they go in flying colors when they just learned, when they're seeing that, oh yes, we can be better that way. So I just basically teach what I've learned and I practice what I've learned, and the best thing is I share with people. And that's how make this as a unique person. I share my experiences with them and then get them and lift them out of their anxiety, depression, and suicide. And thank you. I would like to say thank you. I've been given 2 awards with this Community Service Award last year on our Women's International Day by DH Events. They haven't, understand and saw my work. And then another award has been offered to me by TriVision. They have, I've been watching me working with the community, and very glad to know that. And there are many people who come to me, and then, there they go, flying colors, happy in their life. And that's what I love it. Jeannie loves them, smiling, happy. Yeah. God bless you all.
Beautiful. I think what's super exciting about, and also humbling about, our beautiful Jeannie is that she is herself, you know, and by doing that as well, you have that component of just being a blessing, you know, being a blessing. And that shows in your work, Jeannie, and it's going to be coming through even more. So this is just like another level of doing what you do best and leveling up to what you are capable of more. So for those that are tuning in, thank you so much for tuning in. I've got her on Instagram as well. And we're going to keep building her portfolio because she has done all of this beautiful work. It's just in terms of how do you connect with this beautiful gem. So I think stay beautiful. And also in the words of Jeannie Malhotra, be kind, you know, love one another and heal the world. Actually, I mean that. Heal the world in the work that you do, and just stay beautiful. And you know what, Jeannie, thank you so much for coming studio. Yeah. We will also be having her on Talanoa TV. So if you aren't aware, team, that's tuning in right now, Spotify for the link that will be going out today. Facebook, you can also catch the interview on that. Instagram as well, but also for Talanoa TV. So we're going to be capturing more of our beautiful Jeannie while she is here. And tune in for more. So next week, stay stunning, because I just have to say this portfolio is crazy. You know, and I just want to say before we wrap up for today, the films and the credits that include Unlimited, Tamasha, Kao, Gold Hare, Death by Surprise, Au Kahibi, Havele Pe, not too sure if that's pronounced in that way, but I'm trying, Unchained, Love Bites, but also you did mention the many more that you were featured in as well. And then also, just to end off with a little bit more off screen, she's more dedicated to what she's doing on screen, working as a senior dental assistant with Auckland Regional Dental Services, balancing healthcare and the spotlight. So from a true queen like herself, stay beautiful. It is the Be About It show. Ka kite.
Ka kite.